I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for the business side this week with Mark Green, executive editor of The Lane Report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning again, Alan.
Oh, a longtime Kentucky-based company is pulling up stakes and moving its corporate headquarters out of the Commonwealth. We'll start here. What is the story with Ashland Incorporated?
Ashland is moving the corporate offices from Covington to Wilmington, Delaware. Delaware has become, for the past generation, a major, major center of corporate headquarters because of its tax laws. I was doing a little bit of research, and I saw that William Wolfson, Ashland's CEO, he's a Harvard MBA guy. So, I'm sure he knows lots and lots of people over there in Wilmington. There's going to be 48 jobs out of Covington moving either to Wilmington, Delaware, or to a suburb of Columbus, Ohio. And that's also going to be the case for the 50-odd jobs that are here in Lexington. The people who are here, according to the Ashland, they will be offered nice buyouts or I think possibly opportunities to move to these other locations. Ashland will continue to have a major, I guess, manufacturing or processing operation near Ashland, Kentucky, its namesake, and there's more than 500 jobs there where they produce some of the specialty chemicals, which is the company's product nowadays.
And we have news on Lexington-based Lexmark. They recently announced some more layoffs. So what, if any, local impact will that have?
The expectation, as I've talked with some local economic development officials, is that this round of layoffs will indeed impact some of the employees here in Lexington. A lot of the previous round of layoffs from Lexmark, since they went private a couple of years ago, they were acquired by a Chinese-based consortium. A lot of the layoffs have been elsewhere, but the Lexmark has their major headquarters and research and development here in Lexington. They've got 1,500 engineers here in town and somewhere around 2,000 employees. And but they're going to lay off 1,000, which is I think the reports I've seen are that's about 1/9 of their total workforce. And but we don't know exactly what that's going to mean because Lexmark is now a private company and they do not have to post information with the Securities and Exchange Commission the way they did when they were a public stockholder-owned company.
So to clarify, we don't even know if anybody from the Lexington headquarters at Lexmark is losing their job.
We know nothing officially. They have not announced that. And as the people I talk to say that the employees themselves, they don't seem to know either. So we just have to wait and see, unfortunately. But the expectation is that there will be some job cuts in Lexington this time around.
All right. And finally, the 21C hotel chain, which was, a boutique hotel. There's one in Lexington, one in Louisville, one in Cincinnati. Those three come to mind. It's being sold to a corporate giant. What's the deal with Accor?
Well, Accor is a European, I think, French-based hotel chain. And they are acquiring 21C. There has been a real hotel construction boom in recent years as the economy has gotten better, and 21C has been a real success story. They originated in Louisville in 2006. It was Steve Wilson and Laura Lee Brown opened this place, and at the time people thought, what in the world are you doing opening a museum hotel in a then rundown side of downtown Louisville, and it has just been a tremendous success. They now have 6 or 8 operations, including the one here in Lexington. They're selling 85% of the company to Accor Hotels, and the Lorley Brown and Steve Wilson will continue to have the other 15%. 21C will continue to be operated by their partner, Craig Greenberg, who's the CEO. He's been with them from the very beginning. And I kind of see this as a positive because Accor will that they have major hotels around the world. And this is going to plug 21C into some global marketing that could bring some tourists from especially from Europe into Lexington and Louisville.
Well, that's all the time that we have for today on the business side. Our guest has been Mark Green, executive editor of The Lane Report, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at wuky.org. Have a great week ahead, Mark.
You too, Alan. Always nice to talk with you.